This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. This is a talk radio town hall hour, which means Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here to answer your questions and take your comments for a full hour. Does this every week, all year long. Pretty amazing. Been doing it since we started What's on Your Mind. And it is your opportunity to hear directly from your member of Congress on any particular issue that you might have. So any questions, comments, input, as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is the local telephone number, 258-0550 from any 701 telephone number. You can text Todd or me. Seeing if Todd was awake there. Proving he is right there, ladies and gentlemen. It's my what is that? Happy bells. Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Well, way I mean, the choices are that or that, yeah. But you got it right, so I don't want to give you the buzzer.
Thank you. Text for Todd 701-226-8503, or for me it's 701-367-2054. One other piece of advice I'd give you. If you would like to speak with Congressman Cramer, if you have a question or comment, you'd like to get an answer, call right now. Call, and the earlier you call on the program, the better the chance you'll get in to ask him a question. We pretty much just go right through those calls the whole time, but we find sometimes a lot of calls come in like the final 3 minutes, and then we're obviously not going to be able to get to everybody without a lightning round there, okay? So, get those questions, comments, calls in right away. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, and we're going to start with the Talk Radio Town Hall and get right to your calls. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm happy to be in Bismarck today, so enjoying some fresh air and family company.
Very nice out there. I did hear your interview with Hugh Hewitt, who is a national radio talk show host, and Hugh... of course, you see him on NBC, I guess, with Chuck Todd. He's on that panel. And meet the press panel, yeah, and does something nationally. He really tries to hone in on key races around the country. He couldn't have been much more complimentary than he was of your race. So this is getting some national attention, too, right?
Well, it is. It's interesting that you say that, because I even thought his take on it right up front. I think even in his introduction, he called it the most likely race in the country for Republicans to flip a Democratic seat. And that is becoming a recurring theme I'm hearing around the country. But for him to say that, it's sort of, you know, it's nice, obviously, on the one hand. It nationalizes the race. I suppose that's important to some people. But as I wanted to point out to him, and I think I did successfully, is that the nice thing about it is, well, it's a national race, and it's going to determine, you know, that probably or could very well determine who has a majority in the United States Senate. I think North Dakotans actually like that. But the good thing is that the policy issues are very local. While they're national issues, such as, you know, Graham Cassidy and sanctuary cities and Iran nuclear deal and, you know, federal judges and justices and, you know, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and the One Vote Matters theme, there are also issues that are really important locally. So it's still a local campaign that has national ramifications. And I think that, you know, we did a nice job of being able to sort of flesh that out at a national level for him.
Yeah, that was very interesting. He also was pretty interested in the new morning consult numbers that just came out related to the 2018 midterms, and the numbers have Heidi Heitkamp's approval pretty low, but I think more importantly, only 35% think she deserves a re-election. You analyze these numbers. What do these numbers mean to you?
Well, first of all, Scott, I realize that they're getting more attention nationally and that this is a brand new poll that's just been seen for the first time, but it's it's pretty much all in line with what we've been seeing over the course of the last, you know, few months, and even frankly for the last 18 months as we've, you know, done some polling and seen other people's internal polling, you know, long before I was a candidate or decided or even thought about being a candidate. So none of it's really shocking to me. I do think it is surprising to the country, and particularly to the political observers, that we have a United States Senator who is, you know, well-liked, I think, by all accounts. I like her, as I often say. I like her a lot on a personal level, and I think most North Dakotans like her on a personal level. But that doesn't translate to re-election. But I think this also speaks to the savvy of the North Dakota voter, Scott. You know, I often point out to people when I talk to them that from someplace other than North Dakota that Senator Heitkamp and I were elected on the same day, and we've served in the exact same Congress together, her as a senator and me as a House member. And that I think illustrates the fierce independence in many respects of the North Dakota voter, that they're willing to look at things and give people a chance. The difference now is, while they still like Heidi as much as they probably ever have, she now has a voting record that I think that they largely disagree with, or at least they disagree with it enough to want somebody else to be their senator. So I think that's what those poll numbers show. It's still just a poll, you know. So I take it with a grain of salt, but it certainly has the you know, political class chatting about North Dakota these days.
Calls waiting to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer today on the program, and we welcome those. Tom, and have you got Kevin locked in, Manny? So since we've got him on, okay, all right, sounds good. Tom, go ahead, you're up.
Oh, well, I called to talk about your ethanol comments and that ad, but I didn't realize that Congressman Cramer was going to be there. I'm glad to speak with him.
You got a bonus out of the deal, yes.
Yes, it's just
great. Upgraded. Yeah.
I'm having a little problem here. It's such a wonderful spring day. It's kind of hard to be as pithy as I'd like to be with both of
you. don't let the good weather hold you back.
Thank you. I won't. you're talking about what is obviously a most interesting political race and one of the most interesting nationally. I probably disagree with you on your take that the voting record of Heidi Heitkamp is going to be the issue. No, I doubt that. Hers is not much different than yours. I mean, it's very, very, very similar to your take on most of the issues. The problem is there's an ideological gap. People think things that are probably not so. They think that North Dakota Democrats are aligned with the DNC and the Clinton machine, and I would doubt if you'd find 10% of North Dakota Democrats that would subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a political problem that's hard to overcome.
Yeah, I was actually at the Democratic Convention in Grand Forks, and I would beg to differ with your analysis, Tom, but that doesn't matter. Do you want to ask Kevin a question?
Well, maybe I should ask, what is your take on the massive amount of outside money that's pouring into both your campaign and Heidi?
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it, Tom. And I would, and while Scott wants to disagree with your assessment based on the Democratic State Convention, I'm going to take a little different take on that comment because I think that you're right to a large degree. But I actually think this is the problem with North Dakota Democratic NPL, that they don't reflect what the vast majority of, you know, mainstream, rank and file Democratic voters believe in North Dakota. And that's become part of their problem. They have become a reflection of the National Democratic Party more so than what used to be the North Dakota Democratic Party. And I think that's why you've seen the Democratic Party in North Dakota, and I stress party, not Democrats, but the Democratic Party in North Dakota, fall out of favor so much over the course of the last couple of decades. And as long as they continue to push identity politics from their, you know, whether it's their blogging machine or their whatever it is that they're doing over there, they're going to always box their own candidates into an uncomfortable place. And I do think there's been some of that has happened.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I am a Democrat, and I have been a Democrat for a long, long time. And I have taken the exact position that you've just stated for a long time. That's why I'm not very popular in the Democratic Party. So, because I think you're right. That's what's happened. I don't think that's good for North Dakota. to be so polarized and to be dominated to such a degree by one party. I think that's unhealthy for a political economy.
The clock is begging me to say
that you need to get
his question
on the money side. I think it's somewhat unfortunate. I'm very pleased that, you know, the first $1,000,001 that I raised in my Senate race, which is still very young, and it's no doubt these percentages will change, but 60% of my money came from North Dakotans. And I'm grateful for that. I think the bigger problem isn't where the money comes from. The bigger problem is that it costs a doggone much anymore to run a statewide race, particularly one for the United States Senate. And to the degree we can get a handle on that, I think we ought to try. But my bigger problem is the lack of transparency in so much of it today. So the direct contributions, which are, of course, they are transparent because they are recorded, reported, and all that. I think that's one thing. I think it's the outside money that goes into the other groups where the money is not transparent is the bigger problem. I don't mind large contributions from people if that's how they express themselves, whether it's to my campaign or to an opponent's campaign. I just think the voters ought to have all the information.
Tom, appreciate that call very much. Chairman Bismarck, Richard in Fargo, Jeff in Botno, you're on deck next on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and your calls, questions, and comments. for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And yet another Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome today on the program, brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great website, great resource to find out about clean coal history in North Dakota and also about reliable, affordable energy. Most importantly, letting your elected leaders know this matters to you. You flip on that switch, you want reliable, affordable energy. They need to know that from you directly. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to the phones here. Jim in Bismarck is next for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello?
Are you there, Jim? Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling about the FSA office in Mandan, Morton yep. County.
Yes.
And there's roughly 40 people that do not have their operating money yet. How are you supposed to pay your rent? How are you supposed to buy chemicals if you can't get your money to get started?
Well, clearly you cannot, and clearly this is why agriculture is, and frankly, agriculture safety nets and even federal farm programs are designed more around the financing piece of it as they are anything. I mean, the safety net is all about being bankable so that you can get the operating loans you need in the spring and you can pay them back when you, you know, harvest the crop in the fall, all of those things. So all I can tell you is, we're taking everything down that people are telling us. I have had now another conversation since last show with your state director, with the FSA state director. They are looking into all of these things. Every case that that comes to us, we move right along to them so that the case is being built for the problem in Mandan. Now, that doesn't help you today or the 40 people who don't have their operating loans, and I don't know the details of every one of those, but if you have something else very specific that you want to share off air,
yeah,
we are sharing all of that information directly.
Now, the Fargo office, they will not talk to us now. They transfer us to the Bismarck office because they don't want to hear our complaints anymore. And they don't even want to talk to us anymore. They transfer us to the Bismarck office. They don't even want to discuss it or do anything about it, it seems like. They just want to sweep us under the rug.
Well, let me tell you, I don't get. I can understand your frustration, and my sense is, and I might be wrong, and we'll look into it even further today. And just so you know, they are listening to the show. I can tell you that I've heard that from several people, and they do listen to this, and they know that we're on this this campaign, if you will, to help them do better in Mandan and in other offices, but particularly the Mandan office, and that they are trying to do the appropriate due diligence to make sure that whatever action is taken is appropriate and well-founded and well-documented. So that's why all of this is important for us. And so I'll follow up after the show again and just make sure that the urgency of the moment is being adequately received as well as expressed.
I just think they should talk to the farmers. They shouldn't just transfer us to a different...
Yeah,
they're the head guys. I would think they would talk to us. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. And maybe, Scott, maybe this is one of those issues that you and I should, I say this like I've got time for this. I shouldn't speak about my schedule apart from people who actually do the scheduling for me. However, maybe this is one of those topics where you and I do something in the area and invite the appropriate parties on both sides. And
we're sure getting enough calls from folks about concerns, and I think that'd be a good idea. Yeah. Be able to do that. We'll work on that. Jim, thank you. Stay tuned on that for sure, okay? Who's next? Fargo, Richard, for Congressman Cramer. Your question.
Hi, Congressman Cramer.
Richard.
I really appreciate you taking the time, as you always have, to interconnect with the voters, and I think that it's a model that others should use. I was really somewhat encouraged by the accountability that we finally saw with the termination of McCabe. And I just can't believe that those two lovebirds were merely switched to another department with that kind of an ongoing session with their emails. They should have been terminated. So the federal government, and this isn't your issue, but they still have a ways to go.
Yes.
The... When I first started in the world of work, I had to wait a year, and I got into a pension program that lasted maybe about 11 years, and then it was ended. We had to go with 401Ks. The reason that those were ended was because of the unfunded future liabilities. One of the big things that I think we now have going probably in Social Security. But they went with the 401k, and their approach was to, if you put in up to 8%, they would match 50% of. In other words, they would put in 4%. Everybody had skin in the game.
Yes.
And the thing that surprised me is that McCabe got fired the day before he would have had 20 years in and would have gotten an $81,000 a year pension. I think that that is unbelievable. I worked over 30 years and wouldn't have gotten that kind of a pension. We're seeing that with teacher unions. We're seeing that with government employees. And it isn't your fault, but boy, anything you can do to get them whipped into line, I'd sure appreciate it.
No, I appreciate that. And I don't, you know, Andrew McCabe is a particularly interesting, you know, study, if you will, individual study. I agree with you. I think he deserved to be fired. And I think most people on all sides of, other than people who just want to be harshly partisan, have come to realize, based on the, if nothing else, the Inspector General's report on Andrew McCabe and his very partisan activities as a, you know, as supposedly a leader in the Department of Justice, warranted his dismissal. The fact that he was dismissed a day early of his 20 years was not irrelevant, obviously.
No, I think we were lucky there. Say, did you see where that individual over in Afghanistan was hit by a roadside bomb and lost his masculinity, and they subsequently did a transplant, which they think they have a high confidence level is going to be successful? Did you see that news?
I did not see that. No.
Well, I'm waiting for a punchline. I hope you're not telling us a joke.
No, that's true. It was on the news. I just think we should schedule Jeff Sessions for surgery.
Oh boy! See, I knew something was coming. I smelled it. I smelled it a mile away. You know, you can't do this as long as I've done it and not.
No, you for sure not. Yeah. Well, I think you've heard probably on this. You heard me on this show express some of my dissatisfaction with the way the Justice Department has sort of been allowed to run amok. You know, the FBI and particularly. While there are many good people, and I mean many good people in the rank and file in the FBI, it is clear that, and I don't care whether you're the FBI or the CIA or the Postal Service, and the Postal Service probably gets more slack than anybody because they're not fully federal. And the Senate is, whoever they are, accountable to elected officials. They are accountable to the Congress and the President and to the judiciary. They are not unaccountable. And I unfortunately think that because they have so much power and they behave as though they're not accountable to Congress.
Bad deal. Richard, thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind the Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday,
great Friday. On What's On Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall joining us on Friday. Usually it's Wednesday, a little scheduling change for this week. And your questions or comments are welcome. By the way, I haven't mentioned the text number, but you can get those in as well. And I'll get to a few text questions here shortly. 367-2054, 367-2054. Or you can also text Todd 226-8503, 226-8503. We got Stanley Botno, Jeff Botno. Let's go to Jeff first. You waited the longest. Go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind for Congressman Cramer.
Yes, Jeff here. And I was just kind of curious to see if Senator Craig, or Representative Cramer was going to be coming up to the city of Botno for campaigning. And if he was, or if he hasn't already, I was wondering if he would be able to allot some time so the constituents up here could speak to him about the position he's asking us to vote for.
Sure. So I am actually going to be in Botno fairly soon, as I recall, and I don't have my calendar right in front of me, but I'm actually, I think it's a veterans event, actually, that I'm coming up for. It said fairly soon. I'm just going to try to poke around my calendar here a little bit while I'm talking. But I do know there's something coming up. And so is your question, do you want to schedule an appointment, or is it, do you think I should have a town hall there?
I'd like to have a town hall. And, so that, I just as running for senator, you know, you guys make huge decisions, for us that
for
impacts
sure.
our life. And I just would like to be able to comment on some things, in a face-to-face with the community.
Sure. No, if we can arrange something like that, I'd love to. Of course, this is what campaign's all about and why it's what it's all for, including, of course, doing Talk Radio Town Hall. So it's a way for me to be able to do exactly that.
Right.
So
yeah, I just
let me look.
Your schedulers get allot a little bit of time, too. I know in the past, you know, seems like the vote or the campaigns are quick and fast, so I just was hoping to be able to get a little more time than normal.
Okay.
To weigh some odds on things.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
call again.
Yeah,
hopefully,
yeah.
Thank
Hopefully
you.
That gets added to the calendar. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to Stanley and Gino. Go ahead, Gino. Your question for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Congressman. I love this country, and I love the freedom that we have. And two critical things that I think is hindering that or could possibly change our country, and I like our history in that. And the two things is the lack of prosecuting or looking into crimes in the government, in the federal government. And also the other thing is making sure that each citizen has one vote only and the voting thing. And wondered if you could give me your opinion on those two. And I just look at, you know, the people's attitudes and motivations, and their actions mean more to me than what they say in words. And I guess those two things I think are really critical for our country to hold accountable those that are committing crimes, because if there's no law, then it's hard to keep our country the same way it's been.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, you know, so I get the broader question, you know, lack of prosecution and government crimes, and then the one person, one vote protections. And let me start with the second one first. What specifically are you referencing it with regard to? Are you talking about voter fraud and sort of the struggle that we seem to be having and trying to put some parameters, you know, some legal parameters, or at least some transparency around protecting the one person, one
yeah.
vote?
Yeah. I mean, my personal opinion is that there's probably a lot more voter fraud than I think or know about. And I, you know, that's just an impression of me, you know, of
sure.
me. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that to be true or not, but,
sure.
you know, if our country's going to change, I'd like everybody to have one vote to not anything
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, there's not a whole lot of people looking into that either. You know, you hear one or two things and you're like, well, you know, it's probably going on more than, I guess.
I would say this, from people,
I think
yeah.
this swamp that everybody talks about is probably a lot deeper and a lot wider
yeah.
than I've ever
yeah.
thought.
And well, and it exists.
Maybe
yeah,
get
yeah,
your perspective being
sure.
in there and
sure.
and help us understand what's going on in that. Regard.
Well, one of the things, I will say this. No, you're raising a very valid question and concern, and I think for a lot of common sense people, they look at what's going on and they think, what do you mean we can't require people to be a citizen to vote? You know, for example, in California.
Right.
I mean, really, we can't put that in the Constitution that you have to be a citizen to vote, that an entire state opposes that? And then we had a recent ruling right here in North Dakota, on North Dakota's you know, voter law. And I have to admit, I haven't followed it all that closely because I've never felt like there was a lot of voter fraud in North Dakota per se, but I do think being the only state that doesn't have voter registration, asking somebody to provide very basic, very simple, fundamental evidence that you live in the state, to vote in the state, shouldn't lead to suppression. And if it does, then you have to ask yourself, what in the world are we doing if somebody doesn't have to demonstrate that they actually belong here or live here to have to vote here? And why would somebody be afraid to demonstrate that? That's my bigger concern. In fact,
right.
I think you lower the expectation of people. And when you lower the expectation of people, they'll, you know, oftentimes, I think it's an insult. That's what I think. I think you're insulting somebody when you say that you don't have to demonstrate that you live here to vote, because I think you're saying to them,
right.
you know, I think we should add value to individuals, not diminish value. At the same time, I do think, and I favor anything that prevents suppression of voting. I think we're better off if we had 100% voting. You know, if everybody who's
yeah.
eligible to vote voted, and if you don't vote, you're expressing something in that, I suppose. But I do think we ought to have that. But you shouldn't be asking too much to have people demonstrate that. I was intrigued by something in a judge's opinion here recently, where he said the state didn't demonstrate that fraud exists. And I thought, you mean you have to prove that a crime is committed before you make it illegal to commit the crime? I thought it was a very peculiar opinion. In fact, I don't think it was a legal conclusion at all. I think it was exactly that. I think it was a political opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I don't know how much to be worried about the, you know, our tradition, one person, one vote, but I also don't know why people would be so frightened by requiring people to simply demonstrate that they have, you know, that they live in a particular place before they vote in that particular place. With regard to prosecution of government crimes, is there something specific there that you're concerned about?
No, I think people should just be held accountable. And if they aren't held accountable, they just, I mean, where do they stop? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, if we can't be held accountable, I mean, the double standard here and the things that people are saying and doing, I'm just like, what is going on in there? And, you know, I'm not a part of it. You know, I'm just,
I don't disagree with you though.
You
can't have two sets of laws. Right, you can't have two sets of laws where you only enforce them if you're not a politically powerful person. And so I agree. Whether it's Bill Clinton or Donald Trump, you know, for example, or an FBI administrator or Department of Justice leader, or whoever it might be, there shouldn't be two sets of laws. I do think there's a situation with the presidency, and this is why I bring up Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. I think there is a consideration with the presidency that, you know, causes some people to sort of step back and go, well, on the one hand, you know, the president has all these things going on, and should they have to be dealing with these distractions that, you know, that are proven and not proven? But I also think that we also have a tradition of justice being delivered swiftly. And this is where I have a problem where, you know, you have an investigation that takes months, and then that turns into years, and $1 million turns into $100 million, and there's no end to it. I think that's a violation of, you know, common sense, if not the law itself, and certainly, you know, good stewardship.
Chino, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Always love hearing from Stanley, North Dakota, right there on KTGO Country. A texter, going back to earlier in the show, a caller called and said that he was a Democrat. He made a comment, and the texter says, don't let the guy's statement about you, meaning Kevin, and Heidi's voting records are the same go. So what the texter is saying is he made that comment and then several other comments, and I guess no one came back to that. What would you say to that caller about?
I think that's an important point because our voting records are very different. And while if you look at Congress, most votes in Congress are overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly supported by both sides. They just don't get a lot of attention, those kinds of votes. I mean, we passed FAA reauthorization for 5 years last week with nearly 400 votes in the House. Whenever you do something that unifying, it doesn't make much news. As important as FAA reauthorization is, and particularly in North Dakota, where I was able to get one very important amendment on. That said, on some things we do differ significantly. For example, if you look at the American Conservative Union's scorecard, I don't know where they have her, but I average about 81-82% with the American Conservative Union. I think she's somewhere in the single digits to below 20. And that includes things like, you know, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That includes things like sanctuary. I shouldn't say, I don't know for sure if it includes sanctuary cities, but we differ on sanctuary cities. We differ on pain-capable abortion. We differ on repeal and replacement of Obamacare. We differ on the Iran nuclear deal. Now, there's an idea that looks dumber every day. We differ on, you know, Russia having serious chemical weapons in check. We differ on a lot of very specific things, and there's a lot of votes. But I think that's the advantage of North Dakota. I think to his point, to the first caller's point, yeah, there are a lot of things that we agree on. When it comes to looking out for North Dakota, we agree on a lot of things. But when it comes to national defense funding, we're very different. I've supported increases for the troops. I've been, you know, supported increasing national defense and better jets and newer ships and upgrades and more training time for our airmen and where she hasn't. So there are some areas where we differ significantly and we should have those discussions, but North Dakotans are fortunate that they get to have that discussion based on a voting record rather than on just...
I did just quickly look it up. This year's score for Senator Heitkamp is 0. 81 Kramer, 80 Hovind, 0 for Heitkamp. Last year's score was 84 for you, 15 for her. Her lifetime rating is 11, but a 0 this year. So more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summer wind.
I feel it. How about you?
Came blowing in.
We,
from across.
See a little more of that. Sea. Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind, brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel.
It lingers.
You know, it can
there.
Be darn tough to get all your daily activities done when your diesel truck or tractor is out of commission. Instead of taking the vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. You'll find that shop at DAC Diesel of Bismarck. Expertise from CJ and his team of mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. In fact, CJ himself grew up in this. This is what he did. Auto repair trade, specifically working in diesel vehicle repairs, brings 20 years of experience to every job, constantly learning so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to his clients. Visit the shop today in Bismarck. Get the service you need for your diesel vehicle. You can call him for an appointment right now on his cell. He's waiting, 701-210-0888 or the shop number 258-5011. And Monday, we are live from MyPillow World headquarters in Chanhassen. So looking forward to bringing you firsthand the MyPillow story from Mike Lindell and his team Monday on the program. Should be fun. Okay, calls and text waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer. We have a short segment here, so let's go as quick as we can. Question, Kevin, can anything you can do to shut down Mueller, like defunding or declaring illegitimate an investigation that did not follow protocol, no evidence of a crime, or Trump team with Russia, also recusal and impeachment of Rod Rosenstein due to unlawfully appointing special counsel, wasting taxpayer money? It goes on, but you get the gist there.
I get the gist, and certainly the oversight of the FBI is an important part of it, Scott, and that as long as they continue to stonewall subpoenas and requests from the oversight committees, their problems only increase. I saw something peculiar the other day. I think it was Rosenstein himself who said, you know, the FBI has to be very careful to not provide information to Congress that they shouldn't have. And it's like, wait, excuse me? You work for us, not the other way around. And so I think you're seeing that pressure being ramped up. But we want to do it in a way that's appropriate, and it's also that's not overly politicized itself so as to not be credible. But it is been very frustrating to say the least, because let's remember, this whole investigation started with a dossier that had we known about at the time, and frankly had Andrew McCabe even at the time, you know, he under oath stated that but for the dossier they wouldn't have gotten the warrants, the search warrants that led to some of the information that they got, so, or that they think they got. So, I get the sentiment. I'm not sure how much we can do about it other than continue strict oversight.
Who's next here? Let's see, Bob in Jamestown for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, nice talking to you guys this morning. Thanks for always being so open for us, Congressman Cramer.
Thanks,
Bob. I just wanted to touch real fast on that voter ID law that Judge Hovland's been flopping around with there for a while, and what really bothers me about it is the all those ballots that came in and affidavits were signed, and then there were some questions about, you know, what kind of a physical address, and people had post office boxes. Well, after 911, and I looked into this, to get a post office box, you have to have a physical address.
Right.
So you have to have some kind of proof to have physical address. Do you have some kind of utility bill? Do you have some kind of a picture ID? And I think that's where the law was going to start with, that everyone that came to vote should have some kind of a picture ID. And I believe there's a lot of fraud. We saw Acorn back in Obama's first time he was running on the campus of UND when my kids were going to school there. And those my kids were told, well, you can vote North Dakota. You've been here a resident 30 days. But make sure you write back to your county auditor in Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin. And you can vote in those states, too, because that's where you're from. So there's a lot of fraud in the along the Red River and the two universities. So we got to get this fixed.
Well, and just so you click, I'm clear, Judge Hovland's opinion again that there's no proof of a fraud having existed means that we shouldn't, you know, that you failed to make that case was his point. And that's sort of a terrible standard for passing a law that's designed to avoid fraud, is that you can't prove that fraud has existed. Well, why not make sure it doesn't exist? That was peculiar to me in terms of his rationale for his, if in fact that was the rationale he used for his opinion.
I agree. Thanks a lot for being on.
Thank you. You bet.
Appreciate the call. Let me get one more in here from William. Go ahead, William. Where are you calling from?
Western North Dakota.
Hey, William.
I'll make this quick, too.
Sure.
You can understand that there is voter fraud and voter cheating, because that's why the Democrats are so against any identification or proof of identification to vote. They know there's cheating. They want to protect it. And that's what they do. I mean, I don't know anything they don't do or they don't cheat. And one more comment. I think that this election is going to be a little unique this year. I understand that most House and Senate races are usually, they say, are local. This is a national election. There's probably going to be more people voting for you because they support Trump. track what he's doing and what and see what well, they're afraid of losing their country.
All right, let's see if he agrees. We have about a half minute for an answer. Kevin?
Well, I think it's national in that sense, but I think it's very local in the sense that North Dakotans are very savvy on the national issues, and they understand that not only do they want somebody who shares their values, but they want an entire United States Senate that shares their values. And I think he's right in that where enthusiasm seems to be down for Republicans in a lot of parts of the country, it's just the opposite here. Here we have the enthusiasm is on our side because the consequences of this seat are so well understood by North Dakota voters.
A lot of folks paying attention, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk on the Talk Radio Town Hall about it right here. Thank you, folks, for calling and participating. And, Kevin, have a good weekend.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
God bless you, folks. See you Monday from MyPillow headquarters.
Let's say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.